Okay.
So Tyler, how's it been?
I don't know what voice that was.
That's when...
It's my movie voice.
When we start having people on the podcast,
mm-hmm.
we have to switch voices into our interviewer voices.
Mm. What's yours sound like?
Welcome to That's Movie's Brother.
You turned into Obama.
my fellow Americans, I gotta say, thank you very much for being American.
Little Elvis there.
It's Obamvis.
Obamvis. Elbama.
What?
Elbama. Like Elvis. Elbama.
My mic stand's doing some weird things.
So
what have you been up to recently, my guy? Have you watched anything new, anything of interest that you want to share? You can go first. The reason I'm asking is because I've got some stuff. Unless you want
to watch the movie.
What'd you watch?
Onward.
We'll talk about that later. You need to fill me in on some of these other
beats. I watched another one while I was away.
What's While I Was Away?
The Mountain. Huh?
Was called While I Was Away?
Oof.
No?
No. It was this new Netflix original called The Last Thing He Wanted with the Ben Affleck and the Anna Faris. Anne Hathaway. That's her name.
I haven't even heard of this movie.
You haven't even heard of this?
Nope.
It was like their big thing. It is god awful.
Okay.
The worst.
Who's in it?
Anne Hathaway is the main,
yep.
the main
and who
lady.
Is the dude?
And then Ben Affleck is in it as well.
Ben.
And then also our boy Willem Dafoe for a minute. He is
what
definitely
is
the
why
best
thing. I feel like he's just kind of in everything recently,
he
but
has
just
been
as
in a
like
lot
a
of
small
shit.
Like do you remember did you ever see the movie The Great Wall? It's like about the Great Wall of China
with
like
Matt Damon. He was in that?
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
But I haven't seen it. I was at someone's house and they were watching
it. Was
it
was just on. Yeah.
And I'm like watching it and then all of a sudden you see Willem Dafoe like do this number. He just like peeked around a corner. I was like, he's in this too. It was just like a surprise. Here I am.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel
like it's creeping
Willem
into
Dafoe
stuff.
Just likes popping into. Maybe he's like one of these guys like Johnny Depp or Nicolas Cage where he just can't stop spending all of his money. So he has to say yes to everything. It's like every movie he gets offered to.
Wouldn't you?
No.
No?
No. I would
what
definitely try not to be because I would hate that, like...
But the money.
Ugh.
I feel like we're coming off as opposites right now.
Yeah. No, usually. Where'd your integrity go? But yeah, no, this movie is... I mean, I remember watching, I was just getting angry at it, like, the whole time because it just doesn't make any sense. Like, Anne Hathaway is this reporter who's, you know, during the, like, it's during the 80s, and it's about, like, a real-world conflict that happened in 1984, like, the whole Contras and thing in Nicaragua. She's, like, you know, your tropish, like, super moral reporter who only wants to do the right thing and cover the real news, you know, like crap like that. But then she gets, you know, put on, you know, just, I guess, election duty, which she's not interested in. But she finds out that her deadbeat dad, Willem Dafoe, is an arms dealer into Nicaragua and all these different areas and stuff like that, right? So she's like, I'm gonna follow the story. And so she goes... He's about to, like, die, but he's trying to do his one last arms deal so they can make, like, a quick $1 million and, like, have that money for the rest until he, you know, dies or whatever. And so she's completing an arms deal for him, this, like, super good, like, reporter, right? So, and she's down there for the money, and it just goes off the rails. It's just, none of her decisions make any sense, and it's just really bad, and it doesn't, oh, God. It's hard to explain without having seen it, but it's just ridiculous. And I remember watching this, and I was like, man, that's so bad, but is it just me? Like, did I watch this in the wrong frame of mind? Nope. 6% Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh,
yeah.
Six? What's the lowest scoring movie at Rotten Tomatoes? Can you look that
Something
up for me right now?
Something must have a zero.
Can you look that up for me right now?
Yeah, I'm sure there's
got to
be
I'm
going
to have to, let's guess here. There was a movie that came out that was, like, at zero for a while, and I can't remember what it was.
There is a list of movies that have a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh,
and guess
it?
One of them. Mac and Me.
Oh, but it's so good.
Mac and Me has a 0%. It only has 25 reviews, though, on here.
So if we go on and vote yes,
it'll
positive.
It should go up to 1%.
At least.
Yeah. Ooh, actually, yeah, it should go up to like a 3 or 4. Right.
Do it. I dare you.
Good God. The Ridiculous Six has a 0%. You remember that movie? It's like a Magnificent Seven ripoff that Adam Sandler did for Netflix.
I never saw it.
Yeah, I saw parts of it, but I never. Oh, Max Steel has a 0%. That
I don't know what that is either.
That movie, it came out in 2016. It was about the I think it was based on some kind of comic book where like this kid gets a little weird robot buddy and he becomes like a Power Ranger basically. You don't remember seeing trailers for that?
No.
Really?
Wait. No. Actually, I think maybe. Yeah, see, you're over there looking at him, Peter. I gotta see pictures.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's cool. You know what I've been watching a lot of recently?
What have you been watching a lot of
Minecraft videos.
Oof. Good God. Haven't you brought this up before?
Not on the podcast, I don't think. Oh, man.
How would you rate those? Good?
Pretty good? It depends. You know, some are good, some are bad. That's Minecraft, brother.
That's Minecraft, brother.
Are we going to talk about video games on this podcast?
I guess we can.
We could.
It's kind of hard to.
We could. We could. I don't have video games.
Yeah. I was about to say, what can you really say about Minecraft?
It's good. Go play it. No, well, they're coming out with a new update, dude.
You want to talk about the Nether update for Minecraft?
No, I don't want to talk about that on here. I just want to talk about what made our childhood, which was Minecraft.
Is that what made your childhood?
Maybe not childhood. Maybe high school.
You're like 14 at the time. So
look, I'm just trying to give people an insight, you know, on us.
That's me. I spent years 14 through 18 on Minecraft and nothing else.
Are you talking about you?
No, I'm talking about you.
Oh, I don't know about that, bud.
Yeah, it's probably longer.
Who was there playing with me the entire time?
I wouldn't say the entire time.
Okay.
I played other games.
So what did you do out in the woods?
You know, wood stuff.
Oh, wait, hold on. Somehow you've reminded me of this story. Which was kind of the point of me bringing all this up, of Minecraft and the woods,
mm-hmm.
which just reminds me. Do you remember that time when we were camping? Me and, all right, so us and some buddies decided to go camping.
When you say camping, do you mean just like far back and,
oh,
and
no,
one of your neighbors'
woods?
Oh, no, hold on,
just calm your, slow your roll there, buckaroo. We decided, you know what, let's go camping. And behind my house, I got some woods and some trails and stuff. And it was secluded, like, enough behind, you know, the neighborhoods and stuff to where there were definitely spots where it's like, you're just, like, in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, oh, we'll go back there and we'll just camp there because we didn't have time to, like, go anywhere fancy, you know, like the bluff. Another great story.
Wow.
This episode is going to be camping 101 with the boys.
How to camp.
So this time, this specific time, We pack our bags and we take off into the woods behind my house. We find this lake, sort of large pond, mini lake.
It was just a normal pond.
Well, it wasn't.
Yeah, that's
no,
a pond. That's a pond.
How big is a pond?
What classifies a pond and a lake is its depth, not its size.
Ooh,
so it was a pond. Pretty sure you could walk across the whole thing.
No.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. With your head above water.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
You think it was like lower than
we
6 feet deep?
We threw a chair into it, and the whole chair went underground.
Underground.
It got sucked into a vortex. It went underwater, and that was just like 5 feet away from where we were standing.
That was a man's chair we threw in there.
Okay, so
sorry, man.
I didn't do it.
I don't think I did it either, but I don't remember well enough to say it.
Who was it? Me, you,
Colin,
and Seth.
Shout out to Colin Farr.
Yo.
Name drop.
So we made an elevated shelter between these three trees with just, did we even use
you
string?
And I did.
We had like string.
Yeah, we had like
not
some
string,
kind of
but it was like
rope
twine.
Thing. No, we had to put together leaves
and
as rope.
Anyways, I was so excited to make this elevated shelter. Probably took like at least an hour. And,
I think we built
that
because we didn't
it.
Bring anything. We didn't bring sleeping bags or tents.
Did we not?
No.
We brought a sleeping bag. I think we brought a sleeping bag.
I was not in a sleeping bag. I was just lying in shorts on top of sticks all
Yo,
night.
Yo, but these aren't just sticks. These are like branches.
Oh, yeah.
But you couldn't get like your hand all the way around when you
didn't
grab it.
Didn't feel good. Not a good.
And we just laid on it. We didn't have a lot of time to make it comfy. So we made a little fire. We cooked pizza on the fire. This is a very confusing story to people that weren't there. You know those little like French bread pizzas you'd get in school?
Yeah.
Well,
we had
our buddy
one.
Seth decided to wrap one in foil and just throw it on the fire.
Shout
and it
out
was
to Seth
amazing.
Thompson. I'm just making sure to shout everybody out.
So, long story short, we're laying there and we realize that there's light very close to where we are, and it's a house, and we're probably on somebody's property. But at this point, well, actually, at night it seemed farther away, and then when we woke up in the morning, we looked around because it was like sunset when we got there. We're like, that house is really close. I'm glad we didn't get shot in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
But I say Minecraft because we played good old classic Minecraft music because it was just
how
super calm and serene.
How we got to go. Oh man, we were cool kids.
But in the middle, the best part about this story is that in the middle of the night, I was laying there and I remember every once in a while, like, I'd lean over to you or like, because it was me and Nate on this like elevated piece of wood, which is very uncomfortable. Colin actually was smart and brought in Eno and slept in the hammock, and then Seth was just laying on the ground. We were roughing it. And every once in a while, Colin and Seth had fallen asleep, and I leaned over to Nate and I was like, yo, dude, are you awake?
Because we were scared of the woods at night.
And he'd do it to me every once in a while. And I remember just laying there, and I swear I dozed off for maybe 2 seconds. Maybe. Like, I felt like I was still awake. And Nate swears that I actually fell asleep for a solid 10 minutes. But I wake up, which I didn't even think I fell asleep, to just... I was like, yeah, yo, we dude, what? And all I said was, dude, I'm awake, dude. I didn't know what you were so like freaking out about. And you're like, dude, there's wolves.
Okay.
I was like,
all right, hold on. Not exactly what went down. All right. I'm laying there. It's near dawn. And I forget, like,
it's not near dawn. It's middle of the night, dude. It was probably like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Near dawn, like I said.
Okay.
You know, Seth's just on the ground kind of far away from us. And I hear like this like
growling.
And I'm like, oh, coyotes, man. We got to be ready for those coyotes. So I was on my back. I do a quick flip onto my front. So I'm like in battle ready position, you know, just
you
in
were
case.
Pure terror position by the time I looked at you.
And I was holding my breath and I was scanning
eyes over
right?
the little hill.
I was scanning the tree line because I was holding my breath because I was like just getting ready because I was like, that's a low growl, dude. We're done. Like, it's, you know, like coyotes or mountain lions, which are common in South Georgia, are going to be charging us any second. But then I just realized that's just the noise Seth makes when he snores.
Oh my gosh.
So then I obviously let go of my breath and I've been holding it for a while.
You're lying. Because when I woke up, you were like, dude, right over there, there's something over there. And I was like, dude, that's Seth. He's snoring. And then you woke him up.
We don't have to argue over this, man.
You're lying, dude. You were terrified. And it was fantastic. And then we got really cold and we jumped in the hammock.
Yep.
And Colin joined Seth by the fire.
And then we shot arrows over the lake.
The next morning.
Yep.
And you threw a chair in the lake.
I did not.
I'm
pretty sure it was
No, it
Seth.
Wasn't me. Let's put it.
I'm going to call out Seth. Seth, that was you and you know it.
Come on, defend yourself.
Defend your honor.
Oh, man.
Yep, that's what camping was. That's basically what I did this past week.
Maybe you were in a cabin.
Yeah, I know.
You
but
weren't roughing it
saying.
On.
But I'm saying,
we
what
Bear
I'm,
Grylls it out
what
there.
What I'm saying
okay?
is that I tapped into my child luck.
Did you wake up terrified?
Camping. Well, no. Because I don't like that.
Did you wake up breathing really heavy and wet yourself of terror?
Okay, hold on. Wet myself?
I mean, basically.
That was pure sweat.
You were in a cabin.
I just mean, like, you know, I was out there and we'd see, like, big hills, rocks on them, be like, let's go climb that.
And then
and
you
stuff
didn't.
Like that. No, we did. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. I need video evidence of this.
I don't take videos. Because
I feel like every time we go camping, every time we go camping, we're like, yeah, this will be fun. Let's go camping. And then we get out there, in the middle of the night, we go, why are we doing this?
I want to go home.
And we wake up the next day. We get home, and all we want is just to be in our house, take a shower, and just be on the couch, you know?
Yep.
And then...
That's why you do the
cabin. We go, we're never doing that again. And then we do it again in like 2 months. Except the last time was... Hot minute. When was last? It was when we went in the mountains with Colin again. And yeah.
Yeah. I think that was the last down. It's probably like 2017. So
we got that story with the Bears. Mm-hmm. We got the story with the wild cougar. Bluff.
At the Bluff, yeah.
We'll say this. We'll
the
have to drop a. We'll have to drop
in
a
Savannah, Georgia.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Lots of wild. That's actually the closest we've come to wildlife.
So maybe over the next three podcasts, we'll drop a camping story every episode.
On there, were you at the one where we were trying to find the cave in the Grand Canyon?
No, you ask me this every time.
I do. I never remember who goes to what.
Seth will have to be on that camping story because he was there. Because
I got lost in that one. I was solo. Yeah, that was fun.
For people that have not camped in like years, we have a lot of interesting
camping
stories.
When you're by yourself at night in the middle of the woods and you had to actually hike out like a good ways to get there from where you parked your car and stuff like that, and all you've got is one of those little shitty like yellow lanterns for light. And there's Spanish moss, and it looks like witches are around. It's scary, man.
You went camping just as much as I went camping like 2 weeks ago when I stayed in a tiny house in the middle of the woods with plenty of running water and a kitchen. Like,
I'd argue that I went camping less than that because it was probably more comfy because it was a proper home.
I won't argue with you there.
It was really cool. It had one of those super tight metal staercases.
Super tight, dude.
You know what
like,
I mean?
Super
like,
sick. Super yeah. tight, bro.
Super tight. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, though?
Metal
like
staircase?
The spiral one.
That's super like, tight, all right, bro. All right,
fuck off. I'm done talking to you.
What do you mean by super tight?
It's like really.
Like it was real cool.
Oh, my God. All right. So, what's up with you, man?
Are we hopping into the news?
What's been going on in the news? Corona.
What did you just say?
Coronavirus in Georgia.
Good down to the news.
Do you have
I'm talking more movie news, but if you want to talk about Corona, we can do that because both of my jobs that I have right now are food service, and both of them are like, oh, we got to do this and this because Corona,
like
more
what,
labor allotted
hands?
To clean stuff, code yellow procedures to clean stuff more in depth to make sure that no one dies of Corona. Is it in Georgia?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of cases, like five or something that they found in
Are you
in
scared?
Georgia. No, I'm not scared at all because I'm a relatively healthy person who's not an infant and is not
your house and don't
65
do anything.
Years old. I just
you
came
don't.
Back from a thing
you
that I did.
You either stay in your house with your people and don't do anything, or you go into a secluded area in the woods with your people so you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay,
I'll be all right.
Yep. Yeah, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen somewhere at like a restaurant, so I better be on my toes.
Or like a hospital? Why would it happen at a restaurant?
Because, you know, Corona's at restaurants. I serve Corona beer, and it's not how you get it.
So what's been going on in movie news since
All
we
right,
know
so,
nothing
so,
about
so,
disease?
So, so. First things first. I think we talked about this a little bit last time, or previous. Indiana Jones 5.
Oh, yeah.
It has been revealed that Steven Spielberg is no longer directing it.
Wow, that's probably for the best.
Which, really?
Like I said, most of the stuff he's been doing recently is kind of crap.
Do you think he goes, you know, I haven't been doing so hot recently. I'm going to back away from this
one. I think
one.
He listened to me complain about him on the Dad's Movies.
Wouldn't you like to think so? But it'll be the first movie that he hasn't directed of the other four. Do you think that's a good thing? It's a
Did
bad
he
thing.
Say who he's going to give it away
who
to?
Who do you want to see as a director, Nathaniel?
Wow. Of that, who would actually direct a good Indiana Jones movie? I don't know why my mind always instantly goes to Edgar Wright.
It's the only director you know.
It's the only one I know. But I just think for that kind of stuff, like when I think back to recent like kind of like action comedy films that I've seen, that he always has the best ones in mind, you know? Stuff like Baby Driver and Hot Fuzz and shit like that. He always has the best ones that I think.
So he's in Indiana Jones 5 is going to be how he learns to drive a souped-up car.
You know, he doesn't have to do a movie about a guy who drives car and listens to music.
I mean, that'd be an interesting take on Indiana Jones.
Could be guy who cracks whip and shoots gun.
at people that are driving cars at him, and he snaps the whip on the car, and they do a crazy flip through the air and then explode.
An archaeology.
Michael Bay. That's who I want to see. Oof. That's what I'm getting at.
Yikes.
There's an article that's talking about some of the, like, a few directors that, not that they're looking at, but just that they're like, oh, six directors that we might want to see for the new Indiana Jones.
Is this Collider article?
Jon Favreau is one of them.
He's been given everything to Jon Favreau recently, I feel like.
Say that again?
He's just been doing, like, everything, I feel like, you know?
From, like, what? I mean, I know he's done some stuff on, like, Mandalorian. He obviously did his Iron Man thing.
He's like, I mean, he doesn't direct all the episodes, but he, you know, did Lion King 2 recently, and obviously he's been
Lion King 2?
Well, actually, they're making a
Return
Jungle Book, too.
Return of the Real Lions?
You know, they're making a Jungle Book, too.
Are they? Like the live action?
Yeah.
I never saw the first one.
He did the live action of that one back in 2016 or whatever. I just feel like he's been a part of all of the Disney stuff, which I guess this isn't Disney. This is... Right? It's not part of Disney, right? Indiana Jones?
I don't... It almost feels like... Films, but did Disney buy Lucasfilms when they do Star Wars?
They did.
So is it Disney? Or did they just buy Star Wars?
No, I think they own the entire studio.
Because then it would technically be Disney.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah?
Yep. Since they bought Lucasfilm, they own Indiana Jones. So... Makes sense why they're looking at old Favreau to do it.
Another person they were talking about was Sam Mendes, who directed 1917.
Yeah. Still haven't seen 1917, but he's done a lot of stuff, and I've pretty much liked most of the stuff he's done. As far as like Jarhead, American Beauty, I think I would like 1917 a lot if I actually ever got around to seeing it. But I keep seeing kids.
I'm
movies
hearing
in the
that that movie is
dead.
A lot of. It's more about not the story, but just the art of how it's made and like how it looks. I don't know if that's true, but
as in, it's not actually. It's just more fun to look at, but it doesn't like hold together as a movie. Like, what do you mean?
Like that the main intrigue of it isn't really the story of it. Like it, but like it's just all right. But it's really about like how it's made and how it looks and like cinematography and that whole one shot dealio. I don't know. I don't know if that's true because I haven't seen it.
Yeah, exactly. I can't really comment on that. Probably won't see it until it.
All right. Next part of movie news. Did you see the Batman? Pattinson.
The car, right?
Yeah. So the shot of him and the Batmobile.
I really like the look of the Batmobile. It's totally weird and different. It's like a muscle car.
Yeah.
Like an old time, like a 70s muscle car.
Which I feel like is kind of more like the original Batmobile. Like it wasn't as fancy and souped up, no?
Well, I'm trying to think. The thing when I think of the original Batmobile, I don't know exactly which version it is, but it's like the really long front end with like the big jet in the back. Like the single big jet engine.
Yeah,
That's what I think of. So it doesn't remind me really much of that.
And the theories going around is that this is a car that's obviously been souped up and stuff, and that he's going to get maybe a new Batmobile as well as a new suit towards either the end of the movie or throughout the movie. And this is just kind of his starter, which I think that it looks pretty cool for especially for like a starter.
I don't care if it's like if it's the one he has throughout the whole as many of these as they make or whatever, because I don't you know, we've done kind of like the, you know, like the Tumblr, which that's what the one in the Nolan trilogy was called, I think. That one was already kind of like the super technologically
and armored and
armored
all
up
stuff.
And like supercar type thing, and I certainly like the Tumblr from those movies, but I also enjoy the idea of going something just totally crazy with the idea and just having this, you know. And I guess and Batfleck basically did the same thing with his movies as far as his car. It had like missiles and shit on it and like could fly and basically. So I just like the idea that this guy just drives like a, you know, a Ford Mustang.
You don't want to be souped up anymore at all. I do.
It doesn't
like
matter
look
if
this.
It is. Maybe it grounds the movie a little bit more. He's a little bit less of like this, you know, science-y super genius. He's more of just kind of like a street level detective style beating guys up.
Well, I think this one is going to actually delve into how kind of smart he is, but
really in the detective way, and less in the like super genius inventor way. I think
maybe
probably.
Both.
Maybe
well,
both.
He
I don't
wasn't
know.
An inventor. At least in if you're talking the Nolan trilogy, The Dark Knight, he
no,
didn't
no,
make
no,
his
no,
stuff.
No. I mean, like, yeah, I'm talking about more if you go into the like, especially when Batman gets part of like the Justice League and stuff like that.
Or
he's
maybe,
always
yeah, maybe it is. He is going to be like that, but he just knows he doesn't need anything crazy, and this car is going to be able to do some super dope stuff. But it's chill looking.
It'll be a cool car, you know. It'll be fast, and you know, able to withstand more than a normal car, obviously. But it's not going to be a tank that can fly and shoot missiles and stuff like
right.
that. I'm totally fine with that. I think
yeah,
that'd be
no,
cool.
I think it looks pretty dope. Well, those are two of the main things that I have. Do you have any other movie news?
Honestly, it's been a pretty shit week for movie news.
I don't know. I think maybe you just aren't doing a very good job at looking. We need a research department. Now hiring.
Now hiring.
Just email
unpaid interns
that's
to,
Brothers Movie
to look into stuff and tell us what worth talking about. That'd be great.
MovieBrothers.com.
Oh, yeah. That's moviesbrother@gmail.com if you want to apply for that position.
Oh, man. Huh, sorry. Had to get a little stretch in there.
Yikes.
All right. So I think it's about time.
Are we going live?
That we're
going
to go live.
Wow.
I'm going to open up my Instagram here. And this is the first time that we're going
sorry,
live.
Episode, audio listeners.
Episode 9.
Get fricked.
Well, there's not going to be much to see. This live feed is going to be people looking at me.
Sorry,
looking
audio
at us.
Listeners.
Anyways, we're going to open this up and see if anybody has any questions about either us or movies or anything they want to know relating to, you know, entertainment and our viewpoints. Should be entertaining. Should be interesting.
Do you have a lot of viewpoints on stuff? Do you view? Point? Think about it.
You're distracting me. All right. It's official. We are live. Wow. Just waiting for them to roll on in here. In the meantime,
you know, I've been I've been watching a show on HBO, The Outsider, which is going to finish tonight. I don't know if you want to talk more about, you know, TV and stuff like that, but it's pretty dope.
Well, I haven't watched it, but you can give your 2 cents on it.
Well, I hasn't finished yet, so I don't know. I don't know if it's good.
You don't know
if the ending sucks, then it could be the whole thing could be bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but do you like it so far?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I very much enjoyed it so far.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm just saying, maybe you should watch it.
All right.
We can talk about
it.
We
got a few people already rolling in here.
Wow.
What's up, my
dudes?
Can
they actually hear us really all
that
well?
Yeah, they can hear us, for
sure. Neat.
We're recording episode 9
Woo,
of That's
Movies. I don't know what I'm doing with my hands.
Of that's Movies, brother. Podcast about movies, TV, entertainment, that kind of stuff.
Eventually, we're supposed to talk about a kid that you're a kid, a movie you made me go watch.
We're not having children. No one here is having any children. But basically, if you guys saw the post that I made, we're recording an episode of our new podcast. It's in its early days. But if you guys have any questions about movies or TV and anything that you guys want to ask us questions about, feel free. Get to know us, our opinions, our viewpoints.
Our professional opinions. We're never wrong.
Super professional.
It's impossible.
If you guys have any questions, feel free to just drop them in the chat.
Ooh, I have some in the chat. What's
back
it?
To your movie.
Yeah, no, but so when I had to watch, I know we're going to talk about Onward yet, but when I had to go see it, since I barely had enough time to even see it in the first place, I had to go up north of Atlanta, and I went to a theater. I had no idea anything about this theater, so I accidentally watched it in one of those theaters where they bring you food during the movie and stuff like that. Like, you can order
you
food
did.
From a menu. I just by chance. It was the closest
you
one where I was
know
at.
That you were
had no idea. I walked in, bought
so
a
people
ticket.
Eating?
Yeah, and like servers were running around and like.
I've always wanted to do that just to try it, and I feel like it's got to be so annoying.
I hate it. It was awful.
Oh, man.
It's like a different like context. Like, you can just do whatever. Like, you can talk during the whole thing. No one cares. The seats are really weird. There's no, like, it's almost like everything's flat opposed to the one I went to anywhere. There's no angle to the seats where you're not, like, above or higher. Everything's just kind of on the stable ground.
Weird.
It is super weird. And people are just ordering stuff all the time. And, like, you have this little thing that you hit that, like, summons a server and all that kind of stuff. It's just, man, ugh, what a terrible. I would never what a terrible way to watch it. I hope, thank God this wasn't something like I was taking more seriously, as far as it wasn't a movie I really wanted to see.
Yeah.
You know, because that would have been god awful. I hate that kind of stuff. All right. Anything good?
Well, the first question that was asked is, do we like Family Guy?
He has some funny jokes sometimes. I used to watch it more. It's been on for so long now. When I was probably in like high school, I probably watched a good amount of Family Guy.
I've never seen an episode of Family Guy.
Really? Never seen a full episode?
Never.
Every single Family Guy episode is just, it's just some normal, mundane plot line, but then they just cut back to some reference of some pop culture reference he'll just make a little quick aside to, and that's about every single joke.
I feel like that's kind of like what those shows are. Like that, like The Simpsons.
Well, The Simpsons doesn't really do that as... They definitely reference things, but not in the same way. This one's much more obvious, and it can be funny sometimes.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I wouldn't say that. But like most of the other cartoons that these done are pretty much all done by Seth MacFarlane. He does pretty much all of them now.
That's funny.
Show,
somebody, I'm sorry. I'm going to address that.
Yeah, sure.
Somebody just asked if we have any thoughts on Onward and did it up to Pixar standards. That's actually... Onward is... one of the main topics of this episode, so we are going to get into that. I don't think that I'm going to live stream that entire thing, so if you want to hear to hear our opinions on that movie, you'll have to actually tune into That's Movies Brother on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the major podcasts.
Yeah, it'll be up tomorrow
now,
by 12.
If you're listening to me saying that while listening to this podcast, you know that you're hearing it, but I'm talking to this Facebook Live. Okay. Let me address, I guess, I've never seen an episode of Family Guy.
Yeah.
It just never seemed to appeal to me, but I feel like now that I'm doing this, I feel like I have to just like watch everything and just have an opinion on stuff.
At least a little bit, yeah.
So I don't really have a strong opinion on it. Part of it seemed kind of annoying, just like probably just because there's a bunch of references that I don't get, but when people would like reference it or make jokes about it, I just didn't really...
Yeah, honestly, out of the I've kind of been finding from what I've seen every time I pass it, kind of like just on cable or something like that, if I'm in that situation, sometimes American Daddy has actually been funnier to me than Family Guy has been, even though it's kind of like
Those were all like, are those Adult Swim?
No, they're on Fox, no.
Okay.
I think.
Because I never really watched any of those. I've also never seen an episode of The Simpsons, which is interesting because this is something that bothered me, which I'm going to get into this because Onward was one of our main topics, but there's always a Pixar short in front of a movie.
And it was a Simpsons short.
It was Simpsons because they were celebrating Simpsons being, I guess, bought or purchased by Disney or collaborating with Disney because they're all on Disney Plus now, apparently, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So I was frustrated.
That Simpsons short was kind of cute, though.
It was fine.
You know?
I didn't care at all.
Compare it to like the one before. What was it? Finding Dory, where it was the stupid bird running around.
But that's what I appreciate, like the short films, because I like the originality of them and the cute little stories. But a huge thing is the originality, and maybe I would have liked it a lot better if it was something I had seen. Like I love The Office. I love The Office. Mm-hmm. And if for some reason, maybe not a Disney Pixar, like, but if there was a thing that like they had to have a short in front of the movie, and they made like a short, like 5 to 7 minute, like Office kind of like episode, almost like, you know, a cold open, but they stretch it for like 5 to 7 minutes to a movie, I'd be like, what is happening? I would have loved it.
In front of A Quiet Place 2, because it's John Krasinski, he just posts like a 5 minute Office episode that never got released. That'd be great.
But that's what I'm saying. Like that, like
yeah,
I would.
You
so maybe
like
if
that,
I
but,
liked
yeah.
that, if I watched The Simpsons, I would have liked that more. But I just, and it honestly, it made me like not as excited to watch something like The Simpsons just because I didn't think it was super.
Tell you what, hot take, that Simpsons short made me actually laugh a couple times, and Onward never did.
Really?
I'm not saying I hated Onward, but it didn't make me laugh.
Somebody did say it was a cute short, but not Pixar short good.
Yeah, like I remember there were some better ones, like the one, I can't remember what movie was in front, but of the dumpling, the Asian. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
And I liked the one
that was
I liked Piper, which is the one with the little bird.
Oh, yeah.
Made me, where he was like, whatever. Okay. I've got to catch up here. Let's see what we got. Oh, somebody, this is a more personal question, but hey, getting to know us. How many siblings do we have?
I have one. He was, if you've listened to any of the other episodes on the show, it was the Star Wars chat. And
yeah,
so we signed
I got a bone to pick with you there, buddy.
No.
So this guy decides to have an entire episode without me on my own podcast.
Well, no one say own it, but that's
my
fine.
Own.
You were invited,
and you can say your own because it's our podcast.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't invited. I cleared it. It was cleared. The only part, I'm not actually upset. I just wish that I had a chance to express my feelings, especially about the last Star Wars movie.
Oh, yeah.
So I would have liked to be able to sit into that, but I just wouldn't have had as much to say because you guys talked a lot about...
Should we do a Rise of Skywalker rant?
Ooh, it was not good.
It was not.
We're just going to tease people because every episode we just kind of say,
always
we're not going to talk about it.
Yeah, we say we're not going to talk about it. We always end up talking about it.
But... I don't remember what I was going to say. Oh, you guys talked a lot about like Clone Wars and stuff because that really flushed out the entire like Star Wars kind of lore and everything. And I've never seen that, so I just wouldn't have had a lot to add. But it would have, honestly, I think it would be kind of an interesting viewpoint for me to kind of give you a perspective of somebody that does really, I do really like Star Wars. Like,
but
I like it a lot. But
from the movies.
And
no,
yeah, I don't have a ton of other outside information. So you have a brother. That's what that question was.
Yep.
And if you want to. I guess get to know his brother. He's on the episode that I was not on.
He's kind of an asshole.
Okay. I have a sister. She's out in California pursuing music.
Wow.
And if you want to go follow her Instagram, Outspoken Music, I think is her Instagram. Mm. You can always go to my Instagram and, I have her linked in some of my stuff. But anyways, she's pretty cool. She has not been on an episode of the podcast.
Does she want
to
be?
We'll have to. I mean, hey, I'll have to
send
hit
us
her
an
up.
Email at thatsmoviesbrother@gmail.com.
Yeah, hit me up if you want to be on the podcast.
I guess you can just text you, huh?
She's my sister.
That's right.
All right, let's see what else we have here. Are you going to watch I Still Believe? Is
I
that the new
believe.
Movie with
that sounds really familiar, doesn't it?
Is that the new movie with Ben Affleck? No, that's
Way the Way Back.
Back. Which
kind of need to watch just
the
for
Way
the name.
Back, by the way, is an old band name from what I would say is our band, but it's not our band. It was Nate's band because he was in a band and it was called The
it was
Way
terrible.
Back. It went through like three different name changes, but the last
probably
name change, I was in the band. So it was the band before I was in it.
Tyler played the desk.
I did play the desk.
Pencils in a desk, live in front of people. We did that, remember? That was a thing we did.
I drummed on a desk. It was great. It wasn't a desk.
It
was a
make
TV
us leave,
table.
So I consider it a win.
I can't imagine people's like, was it really bad? Were people like, why are they bringing a TV table on stage?
I've put it back. It's not
it's
in my
great,
memory.
Though.
Yeah.
I figure it couldn't have been that bad.
I still
right?
believe I got a trailer for this when I watched Onward. Did you get a trailer for this? It's the one where I think it's
a trailer
like
for what?
I Still Believe. You know the question that we're trying to answer right now?
Oh, I forgot. What is it? I need visuals.
Romance movie with a Christian music star has a journey where he's dating a girl, but I think she has a disease in which she's going to die.
I didn't watch the whole trailer, but I've seen it around.
I was forced to. From the
well,
movie.
There's your answer, folks.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like my kind of thing. Usually just super kind of sappy music. You know, isn't this basically the same? No, it's not. I was going to say of A Star Is Born, but I didn't see that either, and I don't think it's really the same thing.
So are you going to watch this?
No. Are you going to?
Yes. Only because if I watch it, you have to watch it, and we have to review it.
God.
No. Probably not. I have to watch the trailer for it to really see what it's about, but... If it's a movie like that, I mean, I've seen a few of those, and some were okay. Like, some were good, but I don't watch
a
lot of those kind of movies.
You've seen them all. I don't know. Maybe it's really good. Who knows? I don't know.
Well, that's a no for you.
Oh, it comes out on a Wednesday. That's weird. This Wednesday.
So, let's see. What do we got here? What is your favorite SW movie?
SW?
I think they were trying
Star Wars?
To say... Are they trying to say Star Wars or Saw and just forgot the A?
Probably
Star Wars. Who we're talking about.
Actually, you know, what's your favorite Saw movie, man?
The one where he's like, let's play a game, and then he got trapped in that thing where it was like,
that's a good one.
Like it was like a birdcage around his head, and he had to like get the key. I have no idea. Yeah, I haven't seen a Saw movie. But I think that was in one of them where there was.
That does sound familiar. I haven't really even seen that many. I think I've seen the first
one.
I'm not a
huge fan of just like
gore slasher. Yeah, no, not a fan really either. They're gross.
All right. I don't know how far behind we are because I've been scrolling.
Yeah.
So,
but
let's
Star
see.
Wars, hold on. Just
yeah,
quick
yeah. No,
that.
We should talk about that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to. Okay. Star Wars.
Favorite.
My favorite Star Wars movie is probably The Rise of Skywalker.
Wow. Mine's the Star Wars 2.5, the Clone Wars animated movie where they save Jabba the Hutt's baby.
Is that real?
Yeah, you've never seen. Oh,
no.
Man, that's hilarious. Yeah, yeah. It's like it takes place in between. And it actually is. It's not about. It's about like a little Jabba baby that they have to save. It's really weird.
Huh. Okay.
And not good. No. I actually just went back and rewatched all the original trilogy because I was just to help fall asleep there on Disney Plus.
I watched all the. Like, I didn't watch the prequels, but I watched 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 before I saw Rise of Skywalker. So, what? Last year, but like a couple months ago. So, not
okay.
too long ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your favorite? Because I feel like you have a for sure answer like
man.
Right away.
Honestly, I after having rewatched them recently, it's probably the first one, just Star Wars: A New Hope.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's just my straight up.
Why?
I don't know. It's just because when I rewatched Empire, and I have my problems with Return of the Jedi, especially because like it's just kind of a weird movie when you compare it to the other the other first two, just because the whole. Jabba Palace scene, while cool, doesn't make any sense. It's a really dumb plan on their part. And then everything after that, I hate what they do to Han Solo. He's basically just like a incompetent doof throughout that whole movie. He's just like half blind, doesn't know what he's doing. He keeps screwing up everything.
He's
only he has
half
to be
blind
saved
like the
by
first 10 minutes.
Well, he has to be saved by Ewoks the whole time or somebody else. He's just not himself in that movie. It's weird. It's pretty obvious that he should have died in Empire when he got frozen or whatever. But you know, it's got its issues. But the first one, man, it's just fun all the way through. I just really like it, and I really like everybody's, all the characters' interaction without getting too far into it.
I do really like that one. I don't know if this is a super hot take, but I really like, I don't know if it's my favorite, but I really do like The Force Awakens.
Ooh.
And I know that it's a lot of people say it's a rehash of stuff. Maybe it's partially nostalgia-based because I think it's cool to always see those kind of characters and stuff come back. I think they did a good job at like build. I really liked Kylo in that one. I like how they built him. I like how he kills Han Solo. Oh, spoiler! but I feel like they did a good job with emotions in that one. Like at least in that scene. Like I like watching movies with emotions make you feel things, and they almost set this character up to be very hard to be redeemable, and then we have other movies after that just kind of wipe that away, which is kind of sad.
Well, if you can redeem a guy like Darth Vader who blew up a planet,
yeah,
you can pretty much redeem anything at that point, honestly.
But
and
it's
he killed
your parents,
children,
dude. It's your parents.
And well, also at the same time, though, Kylo did blow up 5 planets, so he's
you know
basically
what movie I also really liked
worse.
Rogue One.
Really?
Yeah.
When was the last time
like
you
Rogue
watched
One?
Rogue One?
It's a while. Theaters.
Yeah. Because Rogue One is really fun for the last 30 minutes, but the first like hour and 15 is, you know, it's just kind of, you're just, I don't like Felicity Jones, her character, Jyn Erso, I think is her name. She just kind of like wanders from place to place. Like there's nothing really to like attach yourself onto with her. What is her actual character about, right? Like she's, you know, I guess just she's kind of like a light Han Solo-ish as far as she doesn't really want to be a part of it, but then she's reluctantly a part of it, but I don't know.
Is it weird that it's cool to see a movie where everybody dies at the end and actually sacrifices like for the...
Well, sure. Yeah,
I mean, like I said, the last
30 minutes is great, you know, where they're actually going through all that set off. But yeah, I don't know. Would you say that Force Awakens is your favorite though out of all of them?
I don't...
That's a pretty hot take.
I don't know if it's my favorite. I really can't give you a solid answer right now, but I can tell you that it's a. Do I have to? Do I have to pick one?
Yep. Stick with your guts, man. You said Force Awakens.
I said that's one of. I don't know. Sure, just to upset people, we're going to go with that one just for now.
Wow.
Just so I can hear a bunch of backlash.
We just lost all of our listeners. They're all gone.
No, I do really like, I do really like A New Hope, and I know you have problems with
Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi.
Revenge. Empire. Yeah, Return.
Empire Strikes Back, though, is also one of those that's considered to be one of the.
The it's well, probably kind of most the best. People, yeah, say it probably be the best, yeah.
But you didn't even mention it.
Oh, I just feel like it's kind of automatic. I did mention it because I think previously I had maybe said that might have been my favorite, but having rewatched them, I really still like it. It's really a lot of fun, but just enjoy the first one the most, I think. Right.
Shall I move on to another question?
Because
I'm behind. Somebody asked, we'll discuss animation in our podcast. Yeah, I mean, we'll discuss. I don't know what I took an animation class actually for a while
at AMTA or before.
No,
okay,
but gotcha. I don't know a ton about animation. If I'll discuss how I think it's done, but as far as really going into it,
well, you can tell
I've
when you're
myself.
Looking at good animation versus bad animation.
Yeah.
You don't really have to know.
And if you want
to
talk about something unique and why I think it's unique, we can talk about Into the Spider-Verse because their animation is awesome.
And then I also
animated movies. I love animated movies.
My favorite animated movies, and partly because of its animation, is definitely Treasure Planet. You've never seen Treasure Planet?
I haven't seen Treasure Planet in a long time.
Watch it,
and I want to watch.
It's got three different styles of animation in it, 2D, CGI. Some other weird hybrid of the two. It's just great, man. Yeah.
So let's see. Oh, somebody said Rise of Skywalker. Caleb Bergstrom, for those who know him from Ninja. Rise of Skywalker was trash, brother. You're not wrong.
You're not wrong. Arguably the worst out of all of them. Probably the worst.
And then
worst
somebody said
all.
Thoughts on. Well, now they're asking specifically thoughts of Rise of Skywalker. No spoilers.
Everything about
it's bad. Give me a sentence. Everything about it's bad.
From beginning.
My
to
sentence
middle
is
bit,
the worst
the end.
Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
All right. Star Wars or Star Trek? I'm not a Star Trek guy. I've never tried to get into Star Trek though, so I feel like it's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
So Star Wars.
I've seen a lot of the. Well, I don't. If you're talking about
some,
the original
wait,
movies,
hold on. Caleb's saying he respectfully disagrees with every word coming out of my mouth, and I don't know where this was. I'm assuming it's about Star Wars.
I think it's about the Force Awakens stuff.
Probably.
And stuff like that. Yeah.
it's hard because I feel like there's. I don't know. I think it was a good sequel. Do you disagree?
A good sequel to. Return of the Jedi?
Yeah, even to just to that trilogy, because they were able to bring back these characters in a way that I thought they had a good starting platform. I think that there was a rehash of A New Hope. Like if you take the basic story plots, it was. So that is a little bit of a cop-out.
I think that the reason it doesn't work as a good sequel is because they didn't actually know what to do with it, and they played it super safe, and that made for a really bad ultimate trilogy. Like I said, Rise of Skywalker is the worst out of the new three movies, but it's because of Force Awakens, because you have just, new Stormtroopers, new Empire. You just have all these things popping out of nowhere, and then you also have them undoing a lot of the arcs of the original characters. Like Han Solo in Force Awakens is basically just Han Solo from Episode 4 again, even though he's gone through all this stuff that should make him the character he became, opposed to just reverting to who he was.
Yeah.
A lot of that kind of stuff is where it breaks down.
I think it's hard
for
me. So if I have to go back and really just break down story plot and stuff, I think my favorite would... I do really like Empire Strikes Back, so maybe it would be that one. And I like it story-wise. Something that I really wish that I could see is that movie, or the original trilogy movies, with updated action sequences.
They're really not bad, though. I mean, honestly,
it was
do
a lot
an amazing
better in that
job.
One. No, I'm talking mainly lightsaber duels.
Yeah.
And here's we're going to get into a couple things, because I am doing American Ninja Warrior. I like...
What? You are?
I like being active. I like doing crazy stuff where you're throwing your body around, doing flips, doing tricks, stunt-based stuff. I'm trying to get into that as well. So... I have a huge appreciation for stunts and well put together stunts, and not that it has to be big and flashy, but I would like a really good climactic kind of scene like that. I think it really adds to the movie, and that is there more in The Force Awakens, and that's not why I'm saying that I like it. So I like it. I'm not trying to say it's my favorite. I just said that movie because you wanted me to pick a movie, and I knew it was going to get people upset. So it might be Empire Strikes Back. I have to rewatch all of these and then give a for sure answer.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, I'll definitely agree that a lot of the, especially lightsaber stuff, space stuff still really holds up in the OT, but the lightsaber stuff is
Somebody said, I like Kylo in the first few minutes when he stopped the blaster bolt. That was dope.
Was cool.
And went downhill drastically after that throughout the whole movie.
He does have a lot of temper tantrums in Force Awakens.
Yeah. And that, I mean, I agree that it's childish, but it's interesting.
It's at least different. Yeah. He didn't just choke people again.
Personally,
like
hated
Vader.
The new trilogy. Me too. I don't like the new trilogy. Yeah. I think it's garbage.
You did try to say Force Awakens is your favorite movie.
I think that they could have. They had a better. They had somewhere to go.
Yep.
Well,
they just didn't set
that
it
was
up properly.
The best of the trilogy. Yeah. We'll put it that way.
I'll probably give you
okay.
that.
So, I think that's a lot of these questions were about Star Wars.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I think
no
that,
Mandalorian questions. I'm kind of surprised.
Yeah, no Mandalorian questions.
Wow.
So I think it's a good place to wrap up those questions, and we can get into
the onward. We can move onward into the onward.
Yeah, how long have we been going here?
A minute.
A minute?
Or an hour.
Just an hour?
56 minutes, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, so yeah, let's talk. Thank you guys for stopping by and turning this into a Star Wars
Star Wars episode. Yeah, that was fun. I like doing the live.
And yeah, so we'll be doing more of these, and hopefully they will. People will continue to have an interest in asking some questions, but appreciate it. And if you want to hear more from this episode and about Onward, feel free to.
It'll be out Monday.
Yeah, it'll be out tomorrow. So, all right, see ya. All right, cool, that's over. So, Onward.
Onward. Pixar's An Onward, starring our boy Chris Pratt and Tom. What's his last name?
It's gotten way significantly hotter in here since when I walked in.
He has taken off his jacket. Sorry, audio listeners, you can't see this part. Also, we don't have a visual part for this. So just no one can see it. Wow. What the fuck is this movie called? Onward, that's right.
Okay, I'm back with less clothes. All right. So, the short.
Holland.
I know we talked about it a little bit. I really wish that we had seen an original short. I like Pixar for its original, like, stories and stuff, and I felt like part of me felt like this was a cop out, but I feel like I would have a completely different thought process on it and opinions on it if I had any sort of connection to it. Like I said, there was a movie and they had an office short, that'd be dope.
Yeah, you just didn't feel that way with this.
But honestly, too, if they had come out with like Incredibles is one of my favorite shorts of all time. I'm sorry, shorts. Animated movies of all time. And if they had come out with like a short and it was about like the Incredibles and then just like a day in the life kind of thing, I don't know if I would have liked it.
Really?
Like I'm wondering, yeah, because I'd be like, well, why? Mm. Like, why are we doing it?
It might be hard for you to say because I think
yeah,
you probably would have
this
actually
liked
it.
This is all speculation
yeah.
based. Well, I'm trying to think. I'm not happy with the Incredibles 2. And so
yeah, overall,
I kind of just like,
similar.
Let's just leave certain things. So now I'm trying to think of one, like, I think I would have liked like a Ratatouille one, like an update on like just a day in the life of like their new restaurant with like the rats. And I don't know, that would have been kind of cute and cool. But like,
he's probably dead. Rats don't live that long.
Okay. Well, that's depressing. you know, in that movie, if you go back and watch, they have like, you remember how they're in that like old lady's house in the attic at the very beginning, and then she goes ballistic with a shotgun.
Oh yeah,
because she finds out there's an entire horde of rats in her ceiling, and they like escape through like the sewage, like through like
yeah like
all
the
that
sewer drain stuff. Yeah,
drainage. And then he gets separated from the rest of his family, and then they have like a little montage of how he's kind of like living in the sewer for a little bit, and then he finally like climbs up and out, and then he's like, I've been underneath Paris this whole time. He goes, for a year, I've been underneath Paris. I'm like, yo, he'd been living in a sewer for a year? I don't know why I thought of this, but I remember watching that movie and being like, well, no, but like I remember watching that movie and being like, this time lapse did not make me think he's been down here for an entire year.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Okay.
I'm only bringing that up because you're like, they don't live long. And I was like, I honestly remember watching that movie and being like, an entire year passed? after I'd seen it multiple times and never caught up on that.
How did he even know it had been a year?
I have no idea.
Oh, they don't have, like, you know, the sun to keep track of days or anything.
No, rats have, like, an internal clock. They just know what day. You didn't know this? They've done tests on rats, and they, like, can tell time.
And they're like,
they can
hey, what time is it? And the rat, like, 12:42.
No, but, like, the date, May 24th.
I forgot they adapted the Roman Greco calendar.
Yeah, they have time powers. Like, they can...
Time powers.
They can, like, alter time.
Wow. Maybe you should write a Pixar short.
About rats who alter time.
Rat time power.
What would it be called? Rat at a time.
rat at a time, yeah.
We're talking about Onward.
Jeez.
All right, so what did you think? Whoa.
I said it first. Gotta go first.
I enjoyed it. It is not my favorite Pixar movie.
Mm-hmm.
It almost feels like, after walking out of the movie and going, oh, I got to review this, it almost felt a little wrong to go, oh, I have to review this. Because, like, I'm about reviewing it and giving it, you know, my true thoughts. But, like, you know, I want to go into a Pixar movie and just be like, oh, I'm going to go and have a good time. You know what I mean? Kind of like just enjoy and not have to, like, nitpick it, but... With this, this is movies,
yeah, brother.
Yeah, so we got a but with that being said, like, I did, like, I had a good time.
I think of last time when we talked about having to go see this, I remember saying and feeling like, oh, I'm just not gonna, this is not for me, I'm not gonna care about this at all, I'm just gonna kind of go through and last through it and then,
yeah,
basically leave, which is for the most part what I did. Probably up until, like, probably the last third of the movie.
Okay.
And I think the ending for this movie is actually really strong. And the emotional side of aspect of this really got to me.
Did you cry?
No tears were shed down my face, but I felt it well up a little bit.
Your
not gonna lie.
Did.
I knew you would have, yeah.
I did.
Yeah. I don't blame you. Yeah, it got me. It still did a good job as far as that part.
Look, if you're talking Pixar, Pixar is very good at, like, really pulling your heartstrings, and it did that.
Yeah.
So I agree. I think that especially towards, I think the, yeah, last third. I was going to say last bit. And here is the main thought. I want to say issue, but the main thought that I had is what maybe they could have done a little differently. Is I felt like I had seen something similar, at least in the beginning, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because my mind went to Percy Jackson. I felt like there was this mythological type of story, but trying to take place in a real world. And then they have to, like, I know, at least the books, like, you read those books, right?
Nope.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
Okay, did you see the movie?
No, actually, I never did. I didn't have any connection to them when I read, like, the Hunger Games and the Maze Runner books and obviously saw those movies, but...
They're coming out with new Hunger Games book.
Are they really? That same woman, Susan Collins or whatever?
Yeah, and it takes place, like, at one of the first few Hunger Games. I'm gonna read it. I've always liked the concept of Hunger Games.
You think you'll listen to it?
On
Audible,
but it does cost $14.99 a month for one title and then two original Audible titles. Except if you use our code audibletrial.com/thatsmoviesbrother, you get a month free trial. Ooh. And Audible has a lot more things on there than I thought, thousands of titles. But also, they have the Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, and a lot of other daily news digests. They have performances. They have, like, they have so much more than just books. Am I the only one that just thought they just had books?
Yes. You're
what?
The only one.
You knew this?
No. Yeah, podcasts, workout stuff, meditation, you know, celebrity narrations, like I said, Paul Rudd. Don't know if he's on there, but stuff like Paul Ryan.
But if you're trying to get back into reading but figure that you don't have the time, you can listen to your favorite books. You can even download them so you can listen to them offline.
Mm-hmm.
And in the car, when you're working out, whatever. Time is no longer an excuse.
Yeah.
And you're still finishing up your book, right?
Yep. Brave New World. It's been great so far.
Brave New World.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. It's a crazy book. Crazy stuff.
And yeah, so if you guys want to get that free trial, 1 month, you get a free title and then two free Audible originals. Just go to That's Movies Brother / That's Movies Brother.
Yep. Said a little backwards there.
Yeah,
audibletrial.com/ That's Movies
Brother. Audibletrial.com/ That's Movies Brother. No
spaces. There'll be a little fun link in the description, maybe.
Yeah, so go check it out if you want to give it a try. Appreciate.
Pretty cool, right?
Back to the movies.
Woo! But what's it?
So okay, so what I'm saying is, I remember I loved those books. The Lightning
Jackson,
Thief
yeah.
was the first one, and I remember them going from like place to place. Like they had to go to this because they had like these hidden mythological things that were living in the real world,
mm-hmm.
and it felt like that. And maybe that's not bad because this was a different take. Like in this one, you know, they went to this. I was going to say a bar, but this like restaurant that used to be this tavern of this, I was going to say Minotaur. What is it? Manticore. And this used to be a tavern where this Manticore, who I guess they lived for thousands of years, which would make sense, I guess, where she used to give these quests and be this, you know, brave warrior and all this stuff. And, So it's different, but it reminded me of like where in Percy Jackson they had to go to like this statue place where Medusa was there, and it was like she turned all these things into, and then they had to go to like this casino that then had these like mystical powers. And it reminded me of that, mm-hmm. but let me tell you what, this is so much better than the Lightning Thief movie.
Yeah. I've always heard that the Percy Jackson movies are
so bad.
But they, like, they made two of them, right?
Yeah, and the second one, I don't even know if it went to theaters.
Yeah.
Or it went to select theaters
probably
or something.
Like Maze Runner, because the third one was like straight to DVD or whatever.
I like the first one, the Maze Runner. I like the Maze Runner books, and I like the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
I did not really like the second one, and that was just because I felt like it didn't stick to the books. But
I honestly can't remember if it did. Read the book so long ago.
But I'm wondering if I watch it now, because I remember I used to be a very stickler about like, oh, it's got to stick to the books, but like... Then you talk about, you know, I was talking about how they do all these live actions of these Disney things, and I think that they need to make them different, or else what's the point of making them? But again, that's a movie coming from a movie. I think the thing of a book is I want to see it on screen, so I think I'm okay with some differences, but...
I'm usually more towards the do something different with the adaptation. I don't usually like if it's just a straight-up thing, and I always kind of, you know, and that's never been me where I've been, you know, like a fan of like a book and then they made a movie out of it and I've been like, well, that's not exactly how it happened in the book. So,
well, the problem is that if you're doing it if you're a fan, let's say there's a trilogy of books that you really like and then they do the first movie
mm-hmm.
and you are cool with them being different, that can change the trajectory of the rest of the series. Like if you're like, oh, I'm cool if they do something different, but I want them to stick to the main storyline, then that makes sense and they can follow the thing. But if like they can do something different as long as it's kind of based on it,
right,
that second or third book won't be the movie won't be at all the same, completely different stories at that point. So it depends if it's a trilogy and how you want it to be adapted, if you want them to stick with the trilogy or if you want them to take the first book and just go like, yeah, do whatever, and then make the rest of them whatever you want. Anyways, so onward.
Yeah, I was about to say that has nothing to do with this movie. But it does feel like a very like tread upon story. Like it's been done. You know, and it's the actual story of it is the overall aspect of it feels like I've seen it before. I can't really point to any exact examples, but did you get that kind of vibe too?
Well, that I gave you
an
example.
Yeah, I mean, you gave me an example of like the Percy Jackson thing. I know that like probably haven't ever seen a story about like a kid who makes his dad into pants. And then takes those pants.
That was entertaining.
Yeah, yeah, no, I'm
little,
saying
little
like that specifically is different. But the overall of like, you know, we have to go on this journey in a world that doesn't have magic and it used to, kind of a thing has been done, you know. Which is a little weird because usually I think Pixar does a pretty good job of having like very new and fantastical settings. And that was one thing that I definitely remember from the trailer, and it holds true even into the movie, is that like the setting and the design of the you know, all the characters and just where they are just doesn't feel as original as a lot of the other stuff. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Another thing, you're bringing up the trailer. Remember when we watched the trailer, we were going to see some movie.
It's like a Sonic.
And and we're like, we saw everything. Not everything, like, but as far as visuals go. I kind of felt like we did.
Yep,
I felt
did.
Like
only
if you want
to see the very end.
I wish I didn't watch the trailer for this. I think I would have liked it even more.
Yep.
And because there was just a lot of, like, I feel like a lot of the things in this movie are the physical things they're kind of going through.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, we didn't get a lot of the dialogue in the trailer as far as, you know, like, oh, we're told exactly the story plot. But when you get into the movie, you know the plot is, well, they're going to go to one. It's a quest. Like,
yep.
They talk about it. Like, they go to one place, go to another place, go to another place. So when you're in each scenario, it doesn't really matter because mm-hmm. you're watching them go through this thing. But we watched a lot of that, except for, yeah, like you said, the end. But especially like the scene I remember seeing in the trailer where he's walking out onto nothing and then the rope slips away kind of thing.
Yeah.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
And that was a big scene.
The whole pixie biker sequence, we knew how that was going to go. We knew how the Manticore Tavern thing was going to go. Manticore Tavern, because we knew it was going to be like, Mythical Beast? No, it's actually just like a Chuck E. Cheese, basically, or something like that, you know? So, yeah, a lot of the beats in the movie we had already pretty much done, except for basically the part I liked the most, which is probably the last third. Basically everything after that rope bridge or the walking over nothing bit.
A part that I really, really liked and I thought was actually funny was the van. Where he like sent his van off into the rocks. It was just, I thought it was really well done and like well edited together the way they did that. No, you're like, whatever. I don't care. It's cheesy.
No, I mean, it was, I just, you said it was funny. I don't know. I just don't remember. Maybe it was in the wrong kind of frame of mind and I'm not going to like judge it too harshly on this because comedy is purely subjective. You know, people think different things are funny, but I just didn't.
Yeah.
Work for me, really no part of this as far as comedically, still for me the parts I definitely like the best are just the connections between the characters, like the brothers and their dad, and especially and I mean obviously we're kind of spoil this movie, so I think we can go ahead and basically say spoilers from here on out. The way that they do the ending with the actual meeting of the dad finally.
Yeah,
And he basically just gives it to his older brother. I really like that. I thought that was really...
Yeah.
That definitely surprised me. I didn't think that they were going to go that direction. I really liked it.
So the way that Pixar works, you always kind of have a twist at the end. That, like, I say twist, but, you know, something that makes you feel emotional, that pull, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes not necessarily what you expected. So... What I'm watching this, the sun's setting, they're fighting the dragon, and the dad is kind of starting to be formed, and the older brother was like, you know, you meet dad, I'll hold off the dragon. And then that's when he said, no, you know, I had a father figure or whatever, and whatever, you know, basically like, you need closure, you do this, and took the wizard staff and went and like fought off the dragon.
Right.
So... What I thought was going to happen, I thought when that was happening, he's like, I'll go fight him off. I thought he was going to let the older brother go. I was like trying to piece it together in my mm-hmm. mind. And I thought the older brother was going to go try to do whatever. I didn't know what he was going to do, but try to do something. And then basically be in danger. And then he had to decide, the younger brother had to decide whether to save his brother.
Mm-hmm.
Or meet his dad kind of thing. And he takes the gem, puts it in his staff and does some weird, huge, powerful thing, destroys the dragon and sacrifices being able to meet his dad to save his brother. That's just like, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I think that the only problem with
I think they did. Let me say they did it better.
Right.
I'm just saying like my mind for some reason in that moment was like, oh no, what's going to happen? That's the first thing that came mm-hmm. into my head. Cause I was like, if he's going to run off and help, I was like, something's not going to go right.
I thought the ending was going to be more like he didn't ever come back. They like run out of time or something happens like that. And but they come to the kind of conclusion where it's like, it's okay. I got like, it didn't
right.
Getting to this point wasn't the purpose. It was kind of like an old, like, oh, it's the journey, not the destination thing is where I thought they were going to go. But yeah, like you said, I think they did it better than, either of our edits of the ending.
I thought it was kind of cool that they used like a D&D board game kind of thing to
it's like
provide the quest.
D&D is their history and everything about it is true.
It's
and
like
has
our
happened.
Form of like, Risk, like our world, like World War Risk games or whatever. Or what was that? What was the game we were trying to play with Austin?
Oh, Axis and Allies?
Yeah, it's like that. Because it's based off of true events, right? But it's the Dungeons and Dragons.
Right, yeah. I thought it was funny that all of the spells he needed to do to be a wizard were just revolved around having self-confidence. That's it. That's all you have to be a really good wizard is just to believe in yourself.
Yeah, dude. Well, you have to have... Well, no, he was very clear. He's like, you have to have the gift. And then after having the gift, you have to hone the powers, but the powers come from within.
Yeah, but there's no real expense to him. It's just like, do you believe in yourself? Yes. Well, you can do whatever the fuck you want, basically.
Well, you can say it, but you gotta actually do it. And then... I really like the end when they, like you said, after the whole drawbridge kind of thing, or even at that point.
Yep.
When they went into more of like a mythical kind of setting.
Yeah, with the gauntlet and stuff like that.
Yeah, and they had to go through all the stuff, and then he used like a Cheeto to expand and flow down the river. Like they used some everyday items, but it was like they went into more of a mythical setting, and I was like excited to do more of that. And then... I mean, it didn't necessarily happen, but it was...
And then somehow, even though they've been traveling a day in the wrong direction, they end up back where they started almost immediately.
It wasn't immediately.
No, they go through all the Raven Point part, right? And so then once they get... They have to drive. It takes them hours and hours, like all night, to drive to the Raven Point.
It took them hours. If you watch his clock when they first get in there...
But they're walking. So even if it takes them hours, they can't get the same distance they could get driving.
That's not true. They walked for like 30 minutes. Then they got on a giant Cheeto and he used his spell that accelerates stuff. So it wasn't just going the speed of the water. It was going faster down the river.
Sure, but they still weren't going as fast as you can go on the interstate.
You have no reason to say not. To say no.
You think they were going 80 miles an hour on the Cheeto? They would have been holding on the whole time.
But even if they weren't. That's fine if they weren't going that fast. They weren't on the interstate the whole time. They had a very long detour with these bikers.
Yep.
They had to go to this Manticore's thing, and then they had to stop and figure out this whole bridge thing. And half of their trip was on the Road of Peril, which you can't go fast because it's bumpy. You know you're going faster on that Cheeto, so you're only talking about half of it. I think it's quite realistic when he uses his, like, go fast, whatever it's called. It's going to say Excelsior, but whatever it's called.
Accelerator magic thing on the Cheeto.
Yeah.
I don't know. They spent all that time getting out there, and then
it took them like five hours. It wasn't very quickly. That's why they like showed his watch. Like it took, I think it said like 6 hours or something, and then at the end it was like two or so. It took hours, and they were probably driving for maybe roughly that time. But again, they had to make stops and all that kind of stuff. And who knows what kind of roundabout path that Raven took him? That could have taken him part of the way back. They didn't. You know, it's taken them in circles, so that could have taken them part of the way back.
It couldn't have been very far, like I said, because they were walking. So just
but they walked for a couple hours. I'm just saying, like,
hours, you'll go as far as you could do in 15 minutes in a car.
But that's what I'm saying. It adds up between their stops and then them maybe backtracking and then being able to go fast on a floating Cheeto. I don't know.
Seems like a stretch.
It's definitely not.
Yeah.
They explained it perfectly well.
Ooh,
you just don't like the explanation.
I don't know.
Looks at his watch. We can't do this. This is going to take forever. How do we get faster? Oh, use what we have. Blew up a Cheeto going down an already fast river, and then it goes accelerate, and then they're going, who knows, maybe 50 miles an hour for like 4 hours.
They
maybe drove for 2 hours in a car and then stopped for like an hour at each place and then had to drive for like 40 minutes down this really slow road that also was not a straight line.
50 miles an hour is fast on a boat of any kind. Nevertheless, a Cheeto with no seats or anything to sit under.
I'm giving roundabout numbers, bro.
I'm just saying you couldn't, like, it looked like they were going like a, you know, like 20 miles an hour or something like that on that Cheeto because they were like playing around on top of it and like playing catch
Fine.
And stuff like that.
I'm going to go back. I'm going to watch the movie.
Yep.
I'm going to look at their map and try to find reference points to figure out if they have like a legend that says this many inches is this many miles. Calculate it. It's really, like, it's explained, and you just don't like how it
explained.
It's
just not good enough explained.
Oh,
they just had to get him back to the point so that they could have that fight later on. Just saying.
No.
I got to point out the laziness in the writing when it's there.
It's not lazy. You're ridiculous.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Did it live up to Pixar standards for you?
Well, we probably have different expectations of Pixar standards. I mean, I've seen less than you have. And I like less than you do, as far as this stuff. Because I mean, when I think of Pixar, the stuff I really like or like is like Up and WALL-E, and it's not an Up or a WALL-E. It's just not.
You like WALL-E?
Yeah,
like all the way through.
I mean, the first half, or I don't even know if it's a true half, but the first bit before he gets on the spaceship is a lot better than when he's already on it.
Yeah, I just feel like WALL-E is one of the lesser ones for most people.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah. WALL-E is, like, just conceptually alone is great. I love WALL-E. And it's just got great character design and, like, all the... and how they interact and stuff like that. It's great. No. And obviously, so, like, Up and WALL-E are up there for me. And then some of the like middle ones are probably like stuff like Inside Out. I haven't seen Coco, so I can't speak on that.
I haven't seen Coco either.
Even though that one's supposed to be like one of the greater ones, I think, from what people say about it and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, it's not. So I would say that it's not. It's definitely not the worst Pixar movie. My top Pixar movies would be.
Ooh, I'd probably say Finding Dory's probably like.
I enjoyed Finding Dory, but I've only seen it once in theaters, and I enjoyed it for what it was. I have to rewatch it, but. And that is not the worst one. Cars 2 is by far the worst one.
I always forget about Cars as being Pixar. Yeah.
By far. And then Cars 3 was, I thought at least it was going to be
even
better.
Cars 1 is not really a good movie.
I enjoyed it, but.
We liked it when we were kids.
I don't know if I watch it again or watch it with fresh eyes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Cars is very, I don't know, out of all of the trilogies, or out of all the, I'm sorry. Titles that they could expand into trilogies or multiple movies. Why Cars?
Yeah, I think it just toys probably made a lot of money in not only box office but merchandising.
Because the only ones they've really done are Toy Story and Cars and maybe Finding Nemo. But that one
technically has a sequel, but they were super far apart.
Yeah, that one and like Monsters Inc. because that one had a prequel. They're very different. Yeah. I would consider those different as far as like just wanting to take this and make it into a big franchise. I wouldn't think Monsters Inc. They're not trying to make Monsters Inc. into a multi franchise. Yeah. And same with what was the other one that I said?
Monsters Universe,
Monsters Inc. and Finding Nemo. Yeah. But for some reason with Cars, they tried really hard. And with Toy Story, which Toy Story is good. I actually think that is... I still need to watch Toy Story 4.
As far as, you know, I mean, obviously they've made it into 4 now, but as their, like, stuff with sequels, that's probably the only real one that's really worked, because most people, I don't think overall Finding Dory is nearly as strong as Finding Nemo, and then obviously the same thing with Monsters University isn't anywhere near as strong as Monsters, Inc., and so,
yeah, I liked it.
Toy Story is like one of the few ones that's really like worked as far as having sequels, because we know Cars 2 is obviously trash. I think they tried to make it back for Cars 3, but
it's better than Cars 2. I'll tell you that, but it's not. Cars 1 was the best of all of them, and like you said, it
still wasn't all that great. When you look back at it again, it's definitely not. So yeah, I think Onward is probably going to be one of these movies that unfortunately they just kind of like. Forget about over time.
Oh, I'm not saying they should make a sequel to it, but yeah. I'm just wondering if I was trying to figure out if it lived up to
probably
Pixar
on the
standards
lower
for
end
you.
Still,
you think so?
It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. Certainly, and in fact, I could probably even still say that I enjoyed it, mostly just because the ending was so strong. But I do think it'll be kind of just forgotten over time and won't be really remembered nearly as well. Probably be like around like the Good Dinosaur level of
yeah. I think this is better than... I forgot that's a thing, because that was another one that's just like, it did nothing for me. And this one did more than that, for sure. And because of the ending and all of that, I would say that it lives up to Pixar, but it's not my favorite Pixar movie. My top three are probably Incredibles, Ratatouille, Up.
Yeah, I always forget
with,
about
with
Incredibles
Toy Story
and
maybe
for
in
reason.
There. I'm trying to think of which one. Toy Story 3 might be out of the ones I've seen the best Toy Story.
Wow.
But because the first one is it's a classic and I can like watch it and all that, but like you said, man, like Woody is just he's a rough dude.
He's an asshole the whole time. He is trying to murder that man.
Yeah.
Because he's afraid that, I don't know, he's not going to get played with anymore. What a psycho.
That's their life, dude. That's their whole life. Your life means nothing. You could die, be homeless because of all that. If you don't want to be, if your owner doesn't want to play with you anymore, that's
it.
You get thrown out on the street.
There are a lot of other toys on the chopping block before Woody, I'd say. you know, that haven't been thrown away yet. I wouldn't be so worried if I were him. You know, he's just worried about being really being worried about, because he's still got Slinky Dog. You know, Slinky Dog's out before he is.
The beginning of the end, man. Strange things are happening to me.
What did you think about the movie in this? The music in this movie. I thought parts of it were kind of nice, but it didn't have any, like, very distinguishable, like, melodies.
Because,
like,
I didn't really think about it.
Ratatouille or something like that.
You said it, and I can't think of any of the music from this movie. So
I can't think of any specific melodies, but I remember thinking at times where I was like, oh, this is kind of, like, folky. Like, you might see this in, like, some kind of, like, happy moment in, like, a little old medieval video game or something like that. You know, kind of a thing. But, like I said, it didn't have any, like, standout.
Do you think it would have been cool if, like, they stumbled upon, like, a society that, like, was still all about, like, the ancient, like, magic and folklore and stuff like that? The only reason I think of that is because, like, I was wondering about them getting more invested in, like,
the action. Yeah, it might help sell the whole him becoming a wizard by the end of it, which you could probably argue is a little bit, you know, weak. Because, I mean, sure, he was born, he had the aptitude naturally to do it, but he kind of, like, goes through some, like, you know, quote unquote training, and then boom, magically he's a wizard.
Yeah,
you know, he's doing like the hardest spell, arcane lightning. He's doing the hardest thing.
Well,
you know?
He did it once.
Yeah, but like really effectively,
he needed to get it from his heart
again.
Soul. What was it?
Being a wizard, his heart's fire.
Yeah,
being a wizard is just about self-confidence.
That's the thing we want to play D&D, dude. I'm gonna base my character, be a wizard, and be.
Wizard.
Me.
You got the voice for it.
thanks, brother.
I think Tom Holland and Chris Pratt both did a good job in the movie.
It's Tom Holland and Chris Pratt, dude.
Can they do bad? Yes. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. Tom Holland wasn't in that, but Chris Pratt was, and it's a bad movie.
Tom Holland is, they want him for everything, man. He's a hot commod.
He's right now. Give it 3 years. He'll be doing nothing. He'll be begging for any scrap of movie.
You think so? You don't think he's the next Robert Downey Jr.?
Robert Downey Jr.? Does he want to be the next Robert Downey Jr.?
He wants to be the next Iron Man. When are we doing a Marvel episode?
I don't know. I thought you were doing that without me.
I'd like to. We got to get Lewis on here for that.
Wow.
Shout out. Said he'd be interested.
Shout out.
Cool. Well, anything else to say about Onward?
Yeah, go watch it, I guess.
They said Onward once.
Oh, yeah.
Put it in O for Onward.
Oh, yeah. Cool, yeah.
Does that mean anything to you?
Nope.
Okay. It looks like you've exhausted your want to talk about this movie.
I'll be more excited when
they come up with the sequel.
Onward 2. Gotta keep
upward,
it
upward, inward,
off,
on,
off,
up, on, offward,
offward. All right, we're done. That's movies, brother.
Follow our Instagram. That's Movies Brother on Instagram.
Yes, and big thing, give us a 5-star rating, maybe, if you really love it. That would be amazing on Apple Podcasts. That's how we get found.
And if you guys have any movies or TV shows or anything that you specifically want us to talk about,
like DM us on our Instagram.
This is very new.
Yeah.
We're trying our best to get everything out there, and any feedback is much appreciated.
Yeah. And especially like if you have like a cool like topic that we could do an episode on, you know, like outside of just a specific movie or just like some kind
of. It's
been
a while since we've done a topic one. This one was kind of a mix of both. We got to talk about Onward. Since that just came out, we just saw it, but there's a lot of interesting questions that we got to talk about. They're going to make us do another Star Wars episode, man.
Probably, yeah. We got to really refine our Star Wars opinions.
And then where can they find you, Nate?
Right here on the That's Movies Brother podcast.
Well, until he gets stuff to follow him on, then follow me at Tyler C. Gillette on Instagram.
Those 5-star reviews, man. I really need those.
And yes, 5-star review if you're listening to Apple Podcasts.
Also, www.audibletrial.com/thatsmoviesbrother.com, I think. Actually, no, it's just /thatsmoviesbrother. There's no .com at the end of it. But, get free Audible. Do it. Please?
Please? All right.
Is that it? Is that a movie, brother?
That's it, brother. Beep!